KBNO's actual anniversary is on August 27th. And through September 2nd, we are celebrating by shining a light on the mission of various arts organizations in the Metro. On today's Arts at 8:30.
Rudy Lata.
Vaudeville theaters were generated in France at the end of the 19th century. In the United States, vaudeville acts perform a variety of shows, using music, comedy, dance, acrobatics, magic, puppets, and even trained animals. These theaters became popular in the United States from the early 1880s until the early 1930s. Vaudeville theaters changed radically from their French ancestors. In Omaha, one of these theaters remains standing, and possibly better placed than ever, according to Paul B. Allen IV.
You gotta come take a tour, it's incredible. Beautiful, beautiful space.
The Benalto Theater opened from 1923 to 1926. After that, it was part of the Epstein Theater chain until 1953. And now, it's the Benson Theater.
It's been a vacant building for a long time. Probably since the 80s is the last time it was open.
The building was not very appealing, but the tenant next door with the pizza shop plotted a great idea for this historic place. The Benson Theater non-for-profit purchased the building from a local developer in 2014. Allen IV is the communications director for the theater.
Well, it was a long time coming. It's a project that's been going on for probably about 12 to 15 years now.
The theater has been completely remodeled. It has a state-of-the-art sound system and seats 200 people. And for that, there is one person to blame.
Amy Ryan, who's the person who owns the Benson Theater, she owned the pizza shop right next door. She had that business for a long time and turned it into the Pizza Shop Collective, which was a space where people can come and perform and do things, art, music, poetry, all kinds of things. And that went on for some years, showing art for Benson First Fridays every month, so on and so forth. Kept looking over at the theater next door like, somebody needs to open this up. Got into her head and became a dream of hers to do that.
Amy Ryan started a strong arts community from her Pizza Collective shop, giving an opportunity to some performances. Then she opened next door the B side of the Benson Theater, a place to raise money for the big project. About 5 years into the works of getting the right people to be interested, construction started.
A lot of business got done at the B side, and it was another stage. So that means that it was more performances, more of a community of people that could use the stage. Over that time frame, she built the matrix of how she wanted to serve the community, because at heart, she's a social worker at heart.
Donations came from foundations, the city of Omaha, families, and neighbors. And the theater opened. Ryan wanted a diverse community space for everyone, providing entertainment, education, and inclusion. Visit BensonTheater.org to stay informed. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.
Madame, mademoiselle.